Russell's in English. You are with the Bulletin on Bros. It has been a challenging week for us all, and it's going to continue for quite some time. And a particularly challenging time for freelancers, the self-employed, who have suddenly found work dry up. We're going to hear now from Jenny Bjorklof. She is the community manager of Freelancers in Belgium, a community of more than 3,000 members. She's been bombarded with questions this week on what freelancers can do. She's got some helpful tips for us, but first I started by asking her how the past few days have been for her.
The past week, I went into self-quarantine on Wednesday. Then it kind of hit me that, oh God, this is going to be huge. And then, so that was Wednesday. So I decided then and there to stop all my activities as an event organizer. And I turned my LinkedIn workshop online. So I had two booked LinkedIn workshops that I turned completely online. And then I also decided not to go and see any friends anymore or go to the gym or anything. And then on Thursday evening, they broadcasted exactly this. And that was a week ago. And then on Monday, I saw that people were scrambling in the group, in the Freelancers in Belgium Facebook group. And I made a big post with all kinds of resources and encouraging words. And has since then, I've been, instead of focusing on my business, focusing on how I can help.
What have been the most common questions that people have asked?
What kind of financial aid can I get? It's a big one. And also quite a lot of, I don't know, sorrow for being a freelancer and not being supported by the government and by customers. We're all in this bad situation together, and there's nobody that we can blame. The best is just to look forward and find ways how we can work together again.
You mentioned that financial aid was one of the most common questions. In a nutshell, what help, if any, is there for freelancers?
You can immediately adjust the social security. So you have a cost of, I think it's around 15% about of your income that you pay in social security, which covers for sick leave, maternity leave, paternity leave, and things like this. And also part of your pension. So this payment you don't have to do until next year.
Are you seeing freelancers trying to, you know, when one revenue pool dries up, trying to develop a second one somewhere? And
yes, the trend now is to share your expertise online in a course, building digital products. So productize your expertise, maybe in a book, in videos.
Let's maybe talk a bit more about the emotional support, because this is a really uncertain time for a lot of freelancers, and freelancers often tend to work alone. So what kind of help is out there among the community?
That's why I started the Freelancers in Belgium group from the start, to connect freelancers, to be a sparring partner, to be a sounding board when things are tough. So I think right now it's very important to have access to that community. What I think is super important is to be positive, to see this as a temporary challenge to deal with, so that we can come out of this together stronger.
Yeah.
Into the new normal, and to use this time to really reflect on your business, to make it better, to make yourself better as a professional. Go to www.freelancersinbelgium.be. The guide will be available there, and also join the Facebook group with the same name, Freelancers in Belgium. And we also have sub-communities for HR professionals, IT professionals, and creatives.
That was Jenny from Freelancers in Belgium. If you are a freelance or self-employed and you are seeking advice and ideas, check out their community online. We are also keeping an up-to-date article on the bulletin.be with all the various measures that are being taken to try to soften the economic fallout of the coronavirus crisis. You can read it now at the bulletin.be.